Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive towards short. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bengo tags and moves to third. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bengo scores. Hoyt moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Hoyt scores. Koenig scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Yankees. George Cox now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Musel reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. It's 7-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Kraus moves to second. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss Dill hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. George Blackerby now playing left field. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Swanson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a line drive to right field. Ruth throws towards first. Gehrig fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gehrig. Blackerby moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blackerby scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Yankees. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Ruth steals second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kaum applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler strikes out. One out. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Swanson steals second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bengo hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clancy. Koenig moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Koenig scores. Ruth scores. It's 9-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blackerby throws the ball into Com, who relays the ball to Swanson, who tags Musel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing shortstop. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Redfern. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoyt moves to third. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoyt scores. Combs moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-3 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.